Good morning, my friends. Once again, we come together in our practice of mindfulness. Thank you for being here. Each one of you matters. And so we continue with looking at prompts for mindfulness. Just some of the things in life that can bring us to a place where mindfulness to the experience opens new understanding as well as a new way of responding. Cynthia Bourgeau, who's written several books on centering prayer and contemplation, speaks of the practice of contemplation as a process that develops a, quote, whole new operating system, close quote, in our perceptions and in our responses. You may have been noticing some of that if you've been here for a while, finding more steadiness and less reactivity, and finding the experience of the things in life that give us joy or peace to be richer in ways that are very hard to describe, but real. So I want to talk to you a little further this morning about that software that would be used by a whole new operating system and a way of starting to practice with a scanning for what Richard Rohr has called spiritual malware. We can make use of this, and in fact, we need it in the first few minutes of any time that we're practicing the sitting meditation of mindfulness. What I have found is if I don't do a conscious scan of how my mind and my heart are operating in a certain way at the beginning of my time, then there are often hidden and well-disguised kinds of malware that will come in and control the entire experience. Thoughts, resentments, regrets, things I wish I hadn't said just the other day. You know, those kinds of thoughts that grab us and shake us by the spiritual shoulders. And like many things, when we can consciously name them, remember them, and acknowledge what is driving such thoughts, that well-disguised malware will not control the entire experience of that period of meditation. So let us sit for practice today, seated in your familiar and comfortable position for mindfulness practice in meditation, with your hands and your body supported, allowing your eyes to gently close, and in a quiet, gentle way, simply turning your awareness to the rhythm of your breath, exactly as it is, in your belly or your chest, and follow that rhythm, noticing it coming in, when it peaks, and as it releases, releasing it slowly. Let us do that together for the next little period of time. Allow your body to settle. And now let's turn our minds to scanning for that spiritual malware. First of all, you can generally recognize that malware by the kind of energy it carries. Spiritual steadiness is a sense of our energy flowing outward with a generous and curious energy. But today, as you look for that malware, the energy you're looking for is one that sucks you inward with a stingy and complaining kind of attitude. The first gives life, and the second takes it away. So let us look in our hearts for any spaces of resentment, agitation, perhaps about the current racial and health care dialogues that are going on right now. Something your partner does chronically that the malware will tell you gets in your way, and I wish he would stop it. or she would find another way to do that, or just stop it. You feel the energy? This is what you're looking for. Go find one example for yourself of that spiritual malware, as it's occupying your mind because you've asked it to show itself. And breathe while you're doing this. Do you have something? Something that you routinely respond to with an ungenerous kind of attitude? Even a judgment or a phrase that says this is ridiculous. The best situations to look for are the ones that are currently present. So feel what that experience is like for you. Wherever it lands in your body and your mind. This is malware, and we all have it. And if we don't clear our minds of that malware at the beginning of any mindfulness practice session, it simply continues to throw us off track, and we find ourselves thinking about it, even when that's not what we meant to do, because the malware is in charge. Like somebody put malware into your computer, and you hit the letter C, and suddenly a vile word that begins with a C shows up on your screen. It's like that. Whatever feeling has arisen for you that comes along with this malware, like resentment, intolerance, something like that, hold it in your mind and label it for exactly what it is. I see you, my intolerance, and I know you well. Can you feel it holding on to you? Sometimes, for me, I feel that right in the back of my throat. Be aware of its place in your body and breathe into it at the same time. Aware, naming, owning, and breathing. Like a dark ball of stingy energy, it sits there. And now take a deep, full breath all the way up to the top of your body, into your shoulders, your head, your face, your chest, and back out. And as you take the next deep breath, allow it to enter into that dark ball of stingy energy. And on the out breath, notice how it expands that ball into a size that's bigger and much less dense. You can see through it. And on the next full breath, allow your imagination and your heart to notice how that dark ball gently breaks apart into strings and pieces that are light and float up into the sky. Saying to it, my familiar companion, I release you from this present moment. In your ongoing practice, stay with this last part until you feel your negative energy shift to positive. It will feel like a flow from breath to body, to heart, to mind, to spirit, and out again. And you are ready and open and curious. Flow and resistance to flow will both become obvious as you recognize your own unique patterns of both life energy and death energy. Add this practice to the beginning of your meditation whenever you can. Namaste. Amen.